I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, hello and welcome to Loose Lips with Robin Richford and Sophie Brown. This is our extra lippy and it's all about you.
It certainly is. So this is our episode where our listeners send in their dilemmas, stories, anything really. And we've had one off the back of our high value dating episode, which is really exciting. People are listening.
Lots of people are listening, Soph. Be careful.
We do these, but like that was an interesting episode and we kind of like... We really got into it and it's cool that someone's listened to it and gone, oh, you know, I have a situation. Please can you help?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And also as well, I just think when we did the high value episode, just to give a little recap, we're basically talking about this whole thing that's currently on social media where it's like high value women, high value men. What makes a high value woman? What makes a high value man? And it is really interesting. I don't know that my opinion's actually changed all that much on it. We kind of agreed that it depends on what it is you're looking for is kind of where the conclusion I'm sure we came to.
Yeah, it was interesting. And I think a lot of the basis of what it was about was like the things that we looked at, those, that list of like what a high value woman is, what versus what a high value man is, was just wild. And we both agreed that that's definitely not like the modern day version of it, but it was, yeah, interesting.
And it looks like it has opened up Gemma's mind as well. So this message says, hi, Robin and Sophie. Love the pause. I just listened to High Value Dating. It made me think. I'm having some dating trouble. I feel like I still haven't found the person for me. Casual is fine, but for a deeper connection, I wonder if my standards are too high. But surely I should go for the person who makes me happiest. Gemma.
Oh, it's so interesting because, you know, since actually that conversation that we had, I actually did a panel at Talk 20s and we had a psychologist on and another lady, and they were like armed with information. And we spoke about this kind of like, are our expectations too high now when we go into dating? Like, are we almost, do we have a bit of a God complex? You know, are we like, well, we're like the finished product and almost not perfect, but we're like, right, we need this, this, this. Yeah. It was really interesting. But thing is, it's so difficult because you don't want to be like lower your standards because you shouldn't necessarily have to do that. Like, I feel like for me, I've just like taken a massive step back. Like I'm almost like, if it happens, it happens. And when I'm dating now, I just take the pressure off a bit. Like I don't think I should necessarily have to change my standards. Like I do believe that at one point I'm going to find someone that likes me and I like them, and that we both hit both of those standards.
Yeah, it's such a funny thing. I think standards are like a really interesting like, I guess, like talking point, because I think like you can have standards, but like, what do you mean by standards? Do you mean like, oh, there's absolutely non-negotiable, this is my standards, they must meet it? Or do you mean like, that would be my preference? Because like sometimes your partner can come in a package that you just didn't actually see for yourself. Do you know what I mean? And sometimes having a slight open mind in that sense, don't get me wrong, I do believe you should have your deal breakers. Everyone has their absolute deal breakers. But if your deal breakers, I personally would say, is more than five, I think there's probably too many.
Yeah.
I would say that's really hard to find. Like if you're like, it must be this, must be that. Like I've got friends that are like, oh, you must be over a certain height. Now that blows my mind. Different if they're like, oh, I would, you know, I would rather he was taller than me. Fine. Mm. But to be like, I don't want to date anyone below, I don't know, 5'11". And you're just like, well, what happens if he's packaged in a 5'10"?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
Or 5'9"? Like, I don't know. It depends what those standards are, I would say. And if they are, I would say if you feel like you've got like more than 5 absolute deal breakers, I would say maybe reassess, because I don't think 5 can be deal breakers.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. Like the height thing as well. Like no one can change how tall they are as well. Like they might be the most incredibly wonderful person ever, but then someone doesn't give them a chance just because of their height. I do agree with you. And I think that, yeah, I think with dating it's hard, because especially when it's like not working, you kind of are like, you don't really know where to look as to where it's going wrong, because you're like, I don't know, is it me? Is it them? Is it my standards? Like there's so many different moving parts. I just think it's a case of like, I don't know, being as open-minded, as relaxed as you can about it. But then obviously don't date people that you don't want to date. Like it's your time at the end of the day. But it's like...
Absolutely.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And I do think there's this thing though, and you're, you know, definitely as you reach your late 20s, for sure, that you start to go, okay, the next person I'm with needs to be the one.
See, that's what I'm like. And that's probably not the best, because it puts a lot of pressure on things.
Well, yeah, it puts pressure. But also as well, it's like, it's okay. I feel like it's totally understandable. Like, It's totally understandable to get to a point in your life. And don't get me wrong, some of my friends got to it much earlier, you know, like in their early 20s or... not any earlier than that, but like their early 20s being like, you know, I'm looking for a husband, and it is what it is. And then some people don't get to that point until they're, you know, and they're 35 late, or they want to have kids or whatever that might be. But I do think that it is unrealistic just to say, oh, you know what, just take the pressure off, you know what I mean? And like, just don't even think about it like that. And it's like, well, actually, you're at a point in life where you kind of need to, I guess, think about it like that. So I think that when you're kind of looking for someone, and I think about it for people that are in relationships as well, because you know, there's this whole thing now, isn't there, that people don't get married for life, people get married, you know, for the time being, and how like, well, apparently 50% of marriages end in divorce, so that's, you know, quite high. And so I think, again, like, even if you're in a relationship and you're kind of looking at your standards and you're thinking, oh, actually they don't meet them now, maybe your standards have changed, or I would say if they've kind of changed, I would say it's probably more preferences than like standards, so to speak.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, as you evolve in different ways, and it's like, that can be okay if you're still like, your values are still aligned, but it's just making sure that they are still aligned and kind of like working on relationships, I don't think gets talked about enough. Like,
yeah,
I think it's unrealistic to think that you're gonna meet someone and that they're gonna tick every single box and it'll just go smoothly. I don't actually know anyone of my friends that are in a long-term relationship that haven't had to work at it at some point. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, I think there's this weird thing now, especially with like online dating and things like that, because it's like kind of almost like box ticking.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, well, I won't even see him if he doesn't maybe do a job that I'm interested in, or I won't even see him if he's, you know, wrote a really cringy, you know, I don't know what they have in the dating apps anymore. But do you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, there are some, you know, things to that. Like, there are some people do put some weird stuff on their profile, and I would not be interested in meeting them.
But what I mean is like, if you met that person just in a bar and in real life, and they were totally normal, but then you would be like, oh my gosh, those one-liners are horrific. And you'd probably laugh about it if it was delivered in the right kind of way.
Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of keeping your mind open. But I also do think there's like, I know obviously Gemma mentioned about, should I just go for the person who makes me the happiest? And I always think, I don't know. This is maybe a little controversial, actually. This is quite controversial. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe someone else will agree with me. But I think that being happy in a relationship, of course, is important. But I think it's unrealistic to think you're going to be happy every single day for the rest of your life with someone, right? So I actually think aiming for happiness, I don't really know if it actually does kind of like set a solid foundation for a long-term relationship. I actually think that, because it's right, so this is my whole thing, right? See, if we were just going for who made us the happiest, right? Then we wouldn't be interested in, do their values align? Do they have, you know, financially, are they earning the same amount as me or above or whatever it is that you're kind of looking at? People would be dating from all different walks of life. You would be seeing people from all different economic backgrounds, and that doesn't, as a general rule, always happen. People tend to kind of align with someone that is similar to them and whatever those.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of, I personally don't know, but I think it's unrealistic to just be like, oh, I just need someone that makes me happy and full stop. I think you actually have to want the same things out of life. So like, for instance, someone might make you really happy, but they don't want kids and you're dead set on kids. And, you know, someone might make you happy, but actually they would happily live in, you know, a caravan. And you're like, actually, caravans aren't my vibe. You know what I mean? Like, I would much prefer, you know, I mean, like a different type of lifestyle, or someone wants to live out in the woods and you're like, I'm a city girl. Like, there's certain things that I think people don't really think about, or they do think about, but they don't want to admit it, if that makes sense.
No, I agree with you on that. And I think that it's like, yes, is happiness isn't enough. Like with the whole most marriages ending in divorce, you can be happy at that point in your life, but then 10 years later, you can be a completely different person. And you're right, you have to work at relationships. Like, yes, you want to be happy. Obviously, that would be incredible to be happy every day of your life, but it's not necessarily going to happen. And it's like, if you take that away from it, things like, I don't know, I just think this world is so difficult now. Like, you need more than just that. Things like, you know, being financially stable, and like, if you do want to bring kids into this world, having someone that's like, you know, there for you and it is stable and all of that, like, all these things are really important. And you might have someone that makes you really happy. You also don't want to mold someone too much. Like, a lot of people will date people and they'll be like, oh, it's okay, because, you know, I can change this about them. But I feel like when you do that, they can end up resenting you a lot of the time. So I don't know if that necessarily works either. Like, this whole kind of like, oh, it's okay, because like, I really love this about him, but actually, you know, oh, that thing I can change. But it's like, but then you might be fundamentally changing who they are, and they might revert back to how they were anyway after a few years.
From experience to tend to anyway. You know what I mean? Because, and I'm sure people have tried to mold me in the past, and you know, and like, what you want out of life, I think.
Yeah.
By this point in your life, you kind of know, like, you kind of know the life that you would like and what you're aiming for, even if you're not there yet. And I think if those are aligned, I think that that you could actually be really happy. So I think it is an interesting thing. It does get you thinking, especially like when we were chatting about the high value dating and things like that, because I sometimes do think there's this romanticized version online of like, just go with your heart and like, what makes you happy and da 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 da. And you're like, yeah, great. But I don't know that actually, if everything else wasn't aligned, if that happened, would continue or if, is that lost?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, exactly. Also, I think the psychologist that was on the panel, I'm pretty sure she said she went on like 30 dates before she met her partner, which is, I think, and I think she means like 30 first dates. I'm not sure. So like, yeah, it is a numbers game. Like, this is the thing. It can really become disheartening. However, it is something you've kind of just got to keep doing. Like, I think that myself, like, again, I need to go on more dates, but like, you know, Gemma, if you're finding that, you know, you feel like you need to change your standards and things like that. I mean, I don't know how many sort of dates you've been on, but maybe just have to keep going for a bit and then, you know, review it after another 10 first dates or something.
Yeah, my friend did something that I thought was actually really cool and it kind of worked. I mean, she's in a relationship now, but she basically thought about, like, not necessarily standards or like a list of things, but like what kind of type of person is it that she would like to date, and like where does that kind of person go, basically. And I've heard people do this for work, actually. I've heard them do it for like work opportunities, like put themselves in an area that they think the people that can make the decisions for them, you know what I mean, are going to be. So like silly things, like instead of going to maybe like, you know, the cheesy 80s bar, if that's what you love, like, is someone that you actually are seriously wanting to settle down and live your life with, are they in that kind of bar?
Yeah.
Or are they actually in, you know, a restaurant down the street? And like, can you go to the restaurant before you go to the bar with your friends? Or, you know, it's kind of like almost thinking like a little bit of like, where are they? You know, like.
Yeah. This is like the time that I set my Hinge to the Tokyo, the Olympics village. When the Olympics were going on, and the time that I set it to Monaco. No, I actually.
I did because
it could change wherever you were in the world. So I did it. I saw it on TikTok and I thought that's funny. So I changed it to like the Tokyo Olympic Village, like the where all the athletes were training. And I matched with this like rugby guy that I spoke to for a bit. Actually.
Oh, there you go.
You know, didn't go anywhere, but it's just a bit of fun. But no, you are. I agree with that though. Like I think that like even being in Manchester, I'm like, okay. So obviously, you know, I like to go to that bar, but I go there a lot. Like maybe I should be. Mm-hmm. Frequenting, you know, other places that, you know, might have people that are more, I don't know, like even if it was just to go to co-working, you know, spaces and things perhaps I'm more likely to find someone there. But yeah, I back that. I think it's you have to put yourself exactly in the places that you think you would find someone, because otherwise you're just going to meet the same type of person. It's going to be really disheartening.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it reminds me of when we were at uni, I went to like a dance college, and we used to love going to all the gay bars in Soho, like so fun, like so out there. And we used to go there with like our friends who were gay, and my friend was single, and she at one point, I think it was like halfway through our uni, was kind of like, can we go somewhere else? Cause like, I'm not going to meet anyone here, you know, like on a total basic level, like they're not looking for me sort of thing. So we just never thought about it because we just kind of been in relationships. And obviously when you're 20, like I also really didn't care. But yeah, like she was like, had always been single, and it's like, I would actually quite like to meet someone. I'd like a boyfriend. And so actually, can we not go to Soho? Can we go, you know, somewhere else? And that's like a total... obviously obvious one, but maybe that might be a good shout, Gemma, just to see. And also as well, if you do feel like you've got this mental list in your head, I would try and break it down to like 3 deal breakers is what I would
say. Yeah,
and go with your gut. Like you'll know in your gut if it's a complete deal breaker or if you're like, it would just be nice.
Yeah, also go with your gut as well. Like every time something happens to me, I'm like, I knew something was up, or I knew something was, and I never really fully trust it, or I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. And I just kind of like bat it off. But I'm like, now I'm like, no, you should definitely listen to that voice in your head, because it's probably right. But you're doing the right things, Gemma, like putting yourself out there is hard in itself. So fair play. But yeah, maybe just break down that list. Like if you feel like you've got too many things on there, then maybe just kind of like, you know, wipe that list for a bit and kind of go into things a bit more open-minded and see how you get on. And also, yeah, try what Robin said and maybe think of the places that you'd like to meet someone or the type of guy you'd like to meet and put yourself or girl in that situation.
Yeah, definitely. But don't lower your standards, because if you feel like you're lowering them, then it's not right. You shouldn't feel like that, like, you know.
No, that's an absolute last resort. We're not there yet, Gemma, don't worry.
Yeah, that's it, Gemma. So true. It's so true. But thank you so much for listening to Extra Lippy with myself, Robin Richford, and of course, Sophie Brown as well. We hope that you've had some takeaways from that, and we'll be back on Tuesday with our full list.
Yes, we shall. And please keep sending in your dilemmas, especially if you're listening to an episode and it's resonating with you, or you think, oh, I need a bit more help on that one. You can send them into the Instagram at the Loose Lips Podcast, or send them to contacts@looselipspodcast.com.
And of course, you can always get us on our personal socials as well. It's Robin Richford with a Y and Sophie H.L. Brown. And we will see you on Tuesday.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.